Lots of options, hand-dipped in soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin-area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The first in-person votes cast in three states Friday, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Virginia, where Lucy Mize said she had planned to vote for President Biden, but...
I am very glad that our vice president is now the candidate. I think she's very strong, and I like her messages. We won't go back. Turn the page going forward.
And Vice President Kamala Harris was in Wisconsin and Georgia on Friday. A new policy passed by the Republican-controlled Georgia Board of Elections could impact the timing of the vote count. It requires the hand counting of all ballots. It's expected to be challenged in court. Former President Trump will be in North Carolina tonight. The candidate he endorsed for Governor Mark Robinson not expected to attend after a CNN report of alleged inflammatory comments made by Robinson on a pornography website message board. He called the report salacious tabloid lies. This is ABC News. Former supervisor of three of the five Memphis police officers who were charged in connection with the 2023 beating death of Tyree Nichols testified Friday at their federal trial, saying there was no need for the officers to punch, kick, and hit Nichols with a baton during the stop. Two of the five officers have already pleaded guilty to the federal charges. The officers have also pled not guilty to state murder charges. Federal regulators approved the first flu vaccine that can be given at home without a health professional.
Flu Mist is a nasal spray vaccine initially approved in 2003. It's now okayed by the Food and Drug Administration for at-home use by people from 2 to 49 years old. The FDA says an adult should give the nasal spray to kids 2 through 17. It can also be administered in doctor's offices and pharmacies. Some kids under 8 might need two doses 4 weeks apart, and adults over 65 might need a higher dose.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Treat yourself at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, located at 1100 Elm Street. Utter Brothers Creamery is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving up a full menu of delicious food and ice cream. Enjoy your favorite flavors and take home the tasty meats and treats. Utter Brothers, your go-to spot for great food and sweet delights. Visit Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery today in Boscobel.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly sunny and quite warm conditions, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high today of 84. Thunderstorms likely early tonight, lingering showers, a low of 59, a 50% chance of light rain Sunday morning, mostly cloudy and cooler, a high of 68, decreasing clouds and cool Sunday night, 45, Monday partly cloudy with a high near 70, and Tuesday a few more clouds and fall-like with a high of 68 degrees.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Going to be a great weekend to get out and about. Head to downtown Richland Center. Lots of great stores and restaurants and just places to stop. And if you stop into Christy Sunnyside, tell Christy that Adam said, hey, how you doing?
I'm an ordinary man. So I find out all I can. There's a fire that's been burning right outside my door. I can't see, but I feel it, and it helps to keep me warm. So
So all you 80s kids out there like me, 80s, 90s kids, you remember that's an Eddie Money tune. Little Big Town in Sugarland, Take Me Home. Man, they did a great job on that. So I had somebody reach out on Civic Media, Adam on Facebook, and contact me. You're wondering, how can you do that?
If you would like to become a friend of the show and interact with me, Adam Hess, every time I'm on the radio, simply head to Facebook.com and search keywords Civic Media Adam. When you find my profile, hit like, subscribe, and follow. You can make a request, tell me a joke, and just interact with the studio. It's Civic Media Adam from WRCOFM Civic Media and on Facebook.com.
So Brian, he's a former Richland County resident and living in California now, so he's up early. He reached out on Civic Media, Adam, said good morning to everyone. And a little closer, we're heading out to Gillingham for our friend James. James, enjoy this. It's Misty for your weekend wake-up.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as stay holding your hand. I walk my way, and a thousand violins began to play. Oh, it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. Oh, I missed it the moment you need. You can say that you're leading me on. Too much in love. You can say that you're leading me on.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
You know, my wife, Carlene, always gives me grief about being a city boy. And, you know, I always tell her I'm a country boy, country through and through. I mean, I was raised on a farm, so that counts.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. Thoroughly to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife. I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sunset low, pull out my fiddle and I'm rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a kind of low. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a riddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Woo-hoo! money-hungry fool. Rather have my fiddle and my farming and tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a five, I forgot me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah! The day he died, took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said to live a good life, play my fiddle with pride. Thank God, oh, a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle. Taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God, I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle.
Well, I don't fiddle, but, you know, cakes on the griddle sound pretty good this morning. That's John Denver for your Saturday morning weekend wake up. Adam Hess with you. Good morning, 7:15. We're back down to 53 degrees. We've been jumping to between 54 and 53. 53 is the morning low. Well, back in the 1990s, I had the biggest crush on this lady.
Let's go, girls.
It's Canadian-born, eh? Shania Twain.
Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. No inhibitions. Make no conditions. Yeah. Like a woman. The girls need a break. Tonight we're gonna take the chance to get out on the town. We don't need romance, we only wanna dance. We're gonna let our hair hang down. The best thing about being a woman is the prerogative to have. Like a woman.
like a woman.
Oh, Shania. She may have been my biggest 1990s country music crush. Yeah, it was her and Faith Hill, Martina McBride, but nobody doing it like Shania. Just chatting a few moments ago about Christie's Sunnyside in downtown Richland. Center told you to tell everybody there hi if you stop by. Well, we understand that Kenny the Wannabe Baker has a birthday today. Now, a little birdie told us that he turns 39, and honestly, he doesn't look a day over 35.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
The House on the Rock Resort in Roll Spring Green has immediate openings for hotel front desk positions. They're hiring for the second shift from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. and the first shift from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. These seasonal jobs run through December. Join the team and enjoy a rewarding experience in a beautiful setting. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639 extension 1201. Start your new job at the House on the Rock Resort today.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
It's grape season at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Come pick your own grapes, perfect for jellies, juice, wine, or just to enjoy fresh off the vine. While you're there, browse the selection of apples and bakery treats, and don't forget to grab some fresh apple cider. Oakwood Fruit Farm is your go-to for fall flavors and fun. They're open 9 to 5, 7 days a week, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and enjoy the harvest.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
A farmer's health and well-being affect more than just the farmer and his or her family. Farm safety is vital for communities and our economy. September is Farm Safety Month, and it's important for farmers and their families to stay up to date in farm safety training. This message is a service of Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center, ready to serve you 24/7, 365, with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsboro Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard. They service it all, any make or model. Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working. And Pine River Veterinary Clinic of Richland Center provides small animal and livestock health care and on-the-farm ultrasound services.
Well, it's not just Kenny the Wannabe Baker celebrating a birthday today. We'll have a complete look at 7:30 birthdays and anniversaries come your way. And coming up next, we'll have our look at entertainment history. It is a fun one today. We're a rabbit ears memory. We're going to take a look at a 1980s staple, a classic show that was almost canceled after the first week. Do you know what it is, or do you think you know what it is? Yeah, we'll tell you about it in 30.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
CBS presents this program in color.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history, brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
We start today's history lesson by traveling back to 1970. NFL Monday Night Football made its debut on ABC. The Cleveland Browns defeated the New York Jets 31-21. 1948, Milton Berle made his debut as the permanent host of the Texaco Star Theater on NBC. 1957, this date we see Perry Mason starring Raymond Burr debuting on CBS. In 1957, Scotty Moore and Bill Black from the Elvis Presley backup band quit over a salary dispute with Colonel Tom Parker. In 1962, The Jack Parr Show debuted on NBC. The show followed Parr's stint as host of The Tonight Show. 250 million households tuned into Murphy Brown this date in 1992 to see the show's rebuttal to Vice President Dan Quayle's Family Values speech. Quayle had criticized the Murphy Brown franchise for having a baby out of wedlock. Stephen King, the author, is 77, Bill Murray, 74, Alfonso Ribeiro from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is 53, and Luke Wilson is 53. Today's Rabbit Ears Memory is on the way next. Don't go anywhere.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel. Napa know-how!
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
WRCO.
We wrap up today's history lesson with our Rabbit Ears Memory, which centers on a bar and its owner and head bartender Sam Malone, who is a womanizing former relief pitcher for the Boston Red Sox. The show's ensemble cast introduced in the pilot included Diane Chambers and Carla Tortelli, second bartender coach Ernie Pantuzzo, and regular customers Norm and Cliff. Later characters included Frazier Crane, Woody Boyd, Lilith Sternin, and Rebecca Howe. After premiering in 1982, the show was nearly canceled during its first season when it ranked almost last in the ratings for its premiere. It came in at 74 out of 77 shows. Good thing for us, it got better and the ratings got better. For NBC's Cheers.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes
you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles all on the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. You wanna go where people know people all on the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
The hit show that almost wasn't. That's your Rabbit Ears memory. And I'll tell you what, this next song, if you're doing Behind the Wheel and Driver's Ed, you probably don't want to jam this simply because it'll make you put that pedal to the metal. But Julie, we know you're not doing the Driver's Ed, so go ahead. Sing away, jam away, drive away.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go. Short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run. Say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run. Old Smokey's got them ears on. He's hot on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him. You gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, are we gonna do what they say can't be done?
There you go, Julie, some Jerry Reed. A while ago, my daughter-in-law, Sarah, and I were talking about Jerry Reed, and she said, oh, man, I loved him in Waterboy. I said, Jerry Reed wasn't in Waterboy, and I didn't remember that, so I went back and I watched the show. He had a pretty integral part of the Waterboy. Yeah, you know, old age will do funny things to your brain, but there is a cure, or at least a partial cure. It's a root beer float.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar. Something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Well, who is a year older and maybe a year wiser? We'll find out who's celebrating in a moment. Birthdays and anniversaries, as always, brought brought to you by those great folks down in Black Earth, the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox in Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
It's September 21st, 2024. We're going to jump right in and see who is celebrating. Here's a very happy 50th wedding anniversary going out to David and Karen Dagenhart from Old Lady Olson. Happy 18th birthday to Caden. Love Mom and Bill, Dad Liz, Lex, Kells, and Alex. A very happy birthday today to Kenny, the wannabe baker, from Christy, the family, and everyone at Christy Sunnyside. David and Karen Dagenhart, happy anniversary from your loving kids and grandkids. Happy birthday to Colton Bardo today. Have a great day. Hope you're having a wonderful one and a good weekend as well. Grandma Bernice is celebrating from Maeve, Harlan, Orson, Ledger, Brooke, and Jacob. Happy 50th anniversary to Kathy and J.R. Hamby from Chet and Karen Sumwalt. Nancy Ritter has a birthday, that from the Black Hawk chapter, the Daughters of the American Revolution. Trinity Fruit, you're on the Park Street Christian Church list this morning. Happy birthday to my daughter, Angela Wallace, with love from Mom and Tom. Happy 50th wedding anniversary to my wife, Karen Sumwalt, with love from your husband, Chet. Happy birthday wishes to our sister and aunt, Angela Wallace. From your brother, Derek, Dana, your sister, Alyssa, along with Brian, sister, Amanda, and Jesse, and all the nieces and nephews. Stetson Clary, Dave Fry, Angie Wallace, all on the birthday list, and the anniversary wish, going out to Chet and Karen Sumwalt from the Bloom City Town Crier. Laura Schmucker is on the Richland Primary School list from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. Jaleesa B., happy birthday. An anniversary from Bob and Heidi going out to Deb and Ed Robert. Robertson. Chet and Karen Sumwalt, you're on the Beulah Wesleyan list this morning. Happy birthday wishes to Mackenzie Smith from Grandma and Grandpa Olson. A couple of anniversaries to tell you about. Roger and Teresa Bone and Nikki and Swaroop Lucas. And birthdays for Suzanne Brown, Brenton Ewing, Samantha Noble, Mason Lundgren's on there, Matthew Stone, and Jerry Wilder Jr. from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club. Ken Adsett's on the birthday list, as well as Larry Sabronic, Dan Kruger. We have Stetson Clary, Angela Fanta, Vicky Lee, and Gary Hardy, and an anniversary wish for Craig and Nina Rudy from the Richland Center Lions Club. And of course, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary in the area, we'd like to wish you the best as well from everyone right here at WRCO-FM. 7:37, we're working through your Saturday weekend wake up. 7:45, we'll have news with Caitlin O'Connell. Right now it's Miranda Lambert, her and I. Yeah, we should be friends, I think.
If your mind's as cluttered as your kitchen sink, if your heart's as empty as your diesel tank, if all your white t-shirts have stains, if you've got some guts and got some ink, well then, we should be friends. If you borrow dresses like you borrow time, if you dream all day and drink all night, if you're looking for love but willing to fight over men and mamas and Miller Lite, well then, we should be friends. Thank you.
positive and bless your heart as a negative. If you ride your white horse like the wind, if what you see is what you get, well then, oh, we should be friends.
So I'll tell you where we do match up. My white t-shirts, like every one of them, does have a stain. So Miranda Lambert, We Could Be Friends from 2016. 7:40 and we're at 53 degrees. At 7:45, we'll have a news update with Caitlin O'Connell.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Well, we're taking you up to 7:45 at a news update, and we're going to do that segment, I promise you. Where in the world is Hank? Henry Bray, you know, every Saturday morning he is out and about, and the clue, if we were playing the game, would be, it sounds like one of the highest points in Wisconsin, but it isn't. And then, of course, he would chime in and say he's heading to Wisconsin Heights. Safe travels, my friend. We're traveling to news time. Caitlin O'Connell's ready to go at 7:45. Here's Roger Miller. Aw, dang me.
Well, here I sit high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. 6 rounds bought and I bought 5. Spent the groceries and half the rent, like $14.27. So dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. They say roses are red and violets are purple. Sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of 7 sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
We We have a great morning planned for you. News time at 7:45, right around the corner. 8 o'clock, we'll have an ABC News update, sports, as we check in with Phil Nee, and I'll wrap up all of the high school sports scores from last night. And of course, 8:30, it's Prime Mover, your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menu signs and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them, and they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 7:45, time for a news update brought to you by the Philback family of dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. The forecast from Tony Schumacher, partly sunny, quite warm for a late September day. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, 84. 59 tonight, thunderstorms likely, then lingering showers overnight. And tomorrow, a chance of light rain in the morning at about 50%, then mostly cloudy and cooler. We're going to get maybe to 70. They're predicting 68 for a high tomorrow. Our current temperatures are morning low. We're at 53 degrees. Caitlin O'Connell and a news update is on the way next.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Saturday, September 21st. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. A student displayed a pellet gun near a South Central Wisconsin high school. Sauk Prairie police say the suspect pulled out the firearm during a Thursday afternoon disturbance outside of Sauk Prairie High School. No shots were fired and no one was injured. The youth is being held in a secure juvenile detention facility. He's facing charges for making terroristic threats, possession of a facsimile firearm, and disorderly conduct. Nathan Hale High School in West Allis was a recent target, with a Kenosha High School facing several issues this week, too. Schools in the state are dealing with a new wave of threats, with the Wisconsin Department of Justice reporting unverified threats to dozens of districts. The State Office of School Safety has logged over 100 threats in this current wave. Investigators have yet to identify those making all the calls. Dozens of threat calls last year were determined to have come from outside of the country. The 93rd annual Viola Horse and Colt Show continues today in Viola. The main feature of the event will be held this morning. Ashley Baker is vice president of the Viola Horse and Colt Show.
We have a horse show that is starting at 10 a.m. at the Bud Wheeler Memorial Arena. And then we also have a horse pulling contest starting at 9 a.m. and that will be at the Viola American Legion grounds.
Weigh-in for the horse pull will be from now until 9:30. There will also be Arts and Crafts Mercantile across from the Banker Park from 8 until 5. Judging of livestock will be held from 9 until noon at the Don Kellogg Shelter. Exhibits will be on display at the community building from 9 until 4. The antique tractor pull starts at 10 o'clock, and the parade steps off at 1. Ashley Baker recommends the best way to find a parking place during the parade.
the whole town is pretty much part of the Horse and Cold Show. So, you know, the residential area, people can park. We would recommend coming before the parade and, of course, participating in the events that are prior to the parade and then staying for the parade. But the parade starts at 1 o'clock and really takes over most of the main street and, like, some of the residential by our village office. We start lining up the parade at noon and then the parade starts at 1. So if you're planning on driving through town, maybe come before noon or come before 12:30. And yeah, come early and stay late. Definitely.
Two new events, the Kinchi Kids Pedal Pull and a chess tournament, will take place after the parade around 2 o'clock. The four-wheel drive truck and tractor pulls will be held at 3. Musical entertainment will be featured in the evening. Monty Berger will be performing at the community building from 6 until 10, and the tradesmen will perform at the pulling grounds after the pull. Mr. Ed's Midway Rides, as well as food stands and concessions, will be all day at the 93rd Annual Viola Horse and Colt Show today in Viola. General admission is free and no carry-ins are allowed. More information can be found on the Viola Horse and Colt Show Facebook page. The 8th Annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, a celebration of rural living, will be held today and tomorrow. The Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is a unique opportunity to explore the hills and valleys, view the fall colors, shop the fall harvest at rural farms, restaurants, and businesses, and learn about the vibrant small farm economy of northern Sauk, Richland, and Juneau counties. The Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is a collaborative effort to bring people out to revitalize the economy. 19 vendors are participating this year. The 8th Annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour will be held today and tomorrow, and next Saturday and Sunday from 10 until 4. Maps and details can be found at explorehillandvalley.com. You are encouraged to bring a cooler to hold all of your farm fresh purchases. The tour will be held, rain or shine. The Muscadet Chamber of Commerce 25th Annual Fall Opener Banquet is being held tonight at St. John's Gymnasium in Muscadet. The doors will open at 5 o'clock. The buffet dinner will be served at 6:45. Matt Schneider is Vice President of the Muscadet Chamber.
Along with your ticket cost does include a buffet dinner of steak and fish, along with a lot of great sides, and then entry in our grand prizes and door prizes as well.
After the meal, there will be a live auction, and throughout the evening there will be a silent auction and raffles, all featuring unique and remarkable items. Ticket prices to the fall opener are $50 per person or $90 per couple. Tickets can be purchased online at muscadetchamber.com/fall_opener_tickets or at the event. All proceeds from the fall opener banquet will be used to fund future Muscadet Chamber of Commerce projects. Also during the evening, a special announcement will be made.
We do announce our Citizen of the Year at the event, so we're excited to make that announcement to just add a little bit to the event.
All are welcome to attend at the Muscadet Chamber of Commerce 25th Annual Fall Opener Banquet tonight at St. John's Gymnasium in Muscadet. Doors open at 5 o'clock. More information can be found on the Muscadet Chamber website. Frank's Hill Effigy Mound site will open to the public for observance of the autumnal equinox this evening. Fall officially begins at 7:43 tomorrow morning. You are invited to join a gathering at the Effigy Mound site near Muscadet to view the sunset and gather around a campfire this evening to bid farewell to summer. Early risers are welcome to view the sunrise tomorrow morning. A short hike will be required to the top of the hill that offers a view of the lower Wisconsin River Valley. You may also visit the site during the day to see the mounds and the Grand Vista. The Three Eagles Foundation will have a tour guide available at 6 o'clock this evening prior to the sunset. Participants should arrive by 6 tomorrow morning to view the sunrise. Franks Hill is located 2 miles west of Muscadet, near the intersection of Highway 60 and Highway 193. To learn more about the Equinox event or for directions, you can visit Three Eagles Foundation website or Facebook page. The events are subject to suitable weather conditions. The Milk into Cheese program recently held its annual fundraising campaign. This was the big push, but donations are accepted year-round. Organizer Ed Chitwood reports that enough funds were raised to purchase 1,100 pounds of cheese for area food pantries. Tax-deductible monetary donations can be made anytime throughout the year by mailing a check payable to Milk Into Cheese, care of Ed Chitwood at 16025 Eddie's Lane, Blue River, 53518. Ed and Linda Chitwood will be hosting the annual Milk Into Cheese Hayride on Saturday, September 8th at 1 o'clock. The hayride is free, but free will donations are appreciated and will be used to support Milk Into Cheese program. The Milk Into Cheese Hayride will start near the Chitwoods' home, take Birds Creek Valley Drive off of Highway 60, and then follow the signs to the staging area. Reservations are not necessary, but are appreciated. Reservations for the Milk Into Cheese Hayride next Saturday, September 28th at 1 o'clock, can be made by calling 608-537-2340. Be sure to leave a message if you do not get an answer, letting the Chitwoods know how many will be in your party. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation recently released an online archive of the Wisconsin Aeronautical Chart that highlights the past 56 years of aviation in the state. The first edition of the chart was printed in 1967 for public distribution as an aid for safety and air navigation. The chart now serves as an aid to safety and to promote public use airports and air travel across the state, but is not intended for in-flight navigation. The first chart came out after the 1967 merger of the Aeronautics Commission with the Highway Commission, Department of Motor Vehicles, and State Patrol to form what is now the Wisconsin DOT. Before 1967, the Aeronautics Commission published the Wisconsin Pilot's Guide, which included an official Wisconsin airport map showing select airports and seaplane bases. Wisconsin's aeronautical chart has been unique for the aviation community as it shows the entire state on one map. The current version of the map was rebuilt using GIS, making future updates and data sharing quick and easy. The chart also provides more details for Wisconsin airports, weather planning, air mileage, flight planning, as well as aviation safety information. Previous editions boast bird's-eye views of Wisconsin's state airport facilities and surrounding landscapes and highlights of air travel for business or pleasure. The latest edition includes tourism activities at Wisconsin airports, aviation events, aviation education, safety tips, and other lines of businesses provided by Wisconsin's DOT's Bureau of Aeronautics. You can visit the Wisconsin DOT's Bureau of Aeronautics Wisconsin Aeronautical Chart website to view the online archive or order the current chart. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds migratory bird hunters that they are essential partners in preventing the spread of aquatic invasive species in hunting areas and Wisconsin's waterways. The steps hunters take before leaving a boat launch or access point are vital for protecting hunting habitat. Invasives can hide in some of the most unsuspecting places. Mud on your anchor can hide seeds, eggs, or larvae of tiny species, such as the spiny water fleas. Water that collects in boats and decoys can carry diseases and insects. Snails and seeds can also collect under the vests of a hunting dog. Consider giving your dog a rinse with a jug of clean water or scrubbing them off with a brush while they go for a quick swim to prevent invasive species from hitching a ride to the next hunting spot. Of particular concern to hunters is the faucet snail. These snails carry parasites that can kill ducks if they eat them. Learn more about hunters can help prevent the spread of invasive species and minimize these risks on the DNR's Invasive Species Prevention webpage or by visiting Hunters Resources tab of the Waterfowl Hunting page on the DNR website. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Saturday, September 21st. Adam R. Tackett, 45 of Richland Center, died on July 30th at UW Health University Hospital in Madison from pancreatic cancer. A celebration of life will be held today at noon at the Clarion Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call the Clarion Memorial Funeral Home today from 10 until noon. Memorials may be made to grace in Richland Center. For Adam R. Tackett, 45 of Richland Center. Robert M. Bob Schmitz, 81 of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village from complications related to frontal lobe dementia. A memorial mass will be held on Saturday, September 28th at 11:30 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at a later date. Friends may call the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center on Saturday, September 28th from 9 until 11:15 before departing to the church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to be donated to the Alzheimer's, Pine Valley Community Village, or a grace. Robert M. Bob Schmitz, 81 of Richland Center.